surprised you're listening to The Beat?
No, I'm not surprised at anything. I don't want to answer any questions like that.
Chicago sports spoken here. Doomsday. This is The Beat on 720 WGN.
5'6", 175 pounds, Tariq Cohn. One of your newest Chicago Bears. Shifty, fast, nicknamed the human joystick. A lot to like right there. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz. He's Adam Hoge. Let's bring in his head coach, Rod Broadway, North Carolina A&T, taking some time out on a Saturday evening before he perhaps has a fine, fine dinner in the Carolina State. Hey, Coach, thanks for taking time here. What do the Bears have in one of your guys coming over?
You know, thank you for having us, but a special talent and a special person. He's unbelievable. And if he was 4 or 5 inches taller, he would probably have been a first rounder. But because of Mike, he's a fourth rounder. But he's a special person and a special talent. And I think the people in Chicago will fall in love with this kid.
Coach, I flipped on the tape today and watched a couple of your games, and man, it looked like Tariq was a huge part of your offense, and you guys just got him the ball any way you can. Can you explain to us a little bit about how you used him in your offense and what he was able to do? Because it certainly seemed like, specifically against Kent State, they really had a hard time getting him to the ground, and he made some incredible plays in that game.
Well, he made some incredible plays in all games. And, we try to isolate him on linebackers, which no one could cover, and try to get him in some one-on-one matchup against some safeties, which, not many people could handle. And we just try to get him the ball in the open field. But he's also a great runner between the tackles. And, he's played the year 3 times in our league, which is outstanding. All-time leading rusher in our league. And he's capable of doing something special every day. And I've had the kid for 4 years, and I say this, I've never seen a kid down or in a bad mood. He's a joy to be around.
That's huge.
Coach Broadway, we're going through all the information we can on him, but what are we not going to find? What can you tell us about Tariq that we don't know from just, reading all the stories?
Well, you're not going to find any negative things about him, any character flaws. His work ethic is outstanding. His personality is outstanding. Great team guy. I mean, when I say great, great team guy, he always get people going in practice. Always come to work every day. And he's a gym rat. Loves the game, loves to compete, and is capable of making big plays in the league.
Coach, the Bears could use a little help with a kick returner, punt returner. Did he do that at all for you? It sounds like he did not. Do you think that he could slide into that role?
Oh, of course. We put him in against Bethune-Cookman, who's been a power in this league for years, and they kicked it to him, and he returned the only punt he had, 70 yards for a touchdown. Has great hands, great ball skills, and judge it, and, of course, great change of direction and stop-and-go speed. So, of course, he can return punts, kickoffs. He can do anything. The kid really is. He's a special kid. He's a special talent.
Why didn't you have him do more in the return game?
Well, he was too valuable to us.
That's what I figured. Okay.
As a running back. And, we probably could have helped him as far as his future is concerned by putting him on more special teams. But because of his value to us as a team, we felt that we needed more on offense. They won't take a chance on special teams because we needed more offense.
Talking to Rod Broadway, who's the head coach at North Carolina A&T, who coached Tariq Cohn, the new Bears running back, who I think a lot of people were surprised the Bears went with the running back, but he's certainly a unique running back in the sense that a lot of people call him a scat back. And Ryan Pace comes from New Orleans, where he had a guy named Darren Sproles there, and I imagine that's kind of what they're thinking here in terms of how Cohn can help the Bears. What was, teams wanted to always talk to the prospects' head coaches throughout this process. What was kind of some of the feedback and big questions you got from NFL teams, whether it was the Bears or other teams? And did you have any sense he might end up in Chicago? And were you surprised at all that he went as early as he did? Because I think some kind of had him more, pegged maybe even a little bit later in this draft.
Well, we heard anything from 3 to 5. Okay. Is what we kept here. And then, I thought there were some more teams that would have taken him earlier, but you know, they passed on him. But I bet Chicago was a great pick for him. You know, so like that, the press coverage he get up there and his ability to make plays. Again, I think he'll win the city over, and I think you guys are going to love him once you see what this kid can do. And I'm not talking about on Sundays. I'm talking about every day. And it's something special with this kid every day in practice.
Is he a guy that they could line up as a wideout and let him go long?
Of course. I think he's 4'4 something, but probably faster than that compared to speed-wise. He's one of those guys that plays faster than he actually runs in the 40. You put on the Bethune-Cookman and see some angles that he outran this year, and even Hampton's people that he played. He has great hands, great ball skills, so he can play a slot receiver for you and make some plays in that area also.
Coach, I'm going to read you what they say about his weaknesses. Feel free to pick him apart. Too eager to bounce everything, takes his share of negative yardage carries. Feet are electric, but footwork and run track on zone plays needs work. What would you say?
Well, they got them. They can work on it. You know, fix what you need to fix. And, you know, we gave him a green light. And, of course, you know, because of his big playability, he always had an option of bouncing things. And, you know, those kids, I didn't feel like you need to slow them down. But sometimes I would like for them to hit it up in there and be a little bit more patient. But sometimes he had a tendency to, you know, bounce a thing. And, of course, he made enough plays for us that we continue to let him bounce a thing. But I don't know if you can change the guy's running style, you know, with the success he's had because he's a little hesitant to really stick it up in there sometimes. But as I said earlier, he was a great inside runner for us.
Barry Sanders bounced a lot of runs. Not saying he's Barry Sanders, but, you know, that's not exactly a terrible thing to do if you're super talented.
But I will say, you know, watching the tape today, there were plenty of times where you kind of got stuck in the middle and he managed to bounce right out and somehow get out of those situations and get to the outside. Coach, I want to ask you, you touched on a little bit earlier about how you'd try to create matchups against linebackers and safeties. His receiving ability, can you give us some insight on that? I didn't see any problems with his hands, but you obviously know him a lot better than I do just watching a couple tapes today.
Well, he has great hands. You know, even in pro day, man, they were shooting balls at him from the jugs machine, and he was running down, and he was catching everything. And there was one, they overthrew the 20 yards, and he hit that gear that I hadn't seen. I hadn't for 4 years, and he ran out neither, and everybody dropped. But he has great hands and great ball skills. You know, he can make all the catches. You know, so this kid, I'm going to say it again, the kid is special. You guys are going to be surprised once you get him to see what this kid's capable of doing.
Can he play with a Tar Heel?
Hey, pardon?
Can he play with a Tar Heel? I mean, he's going to have to deal with Mitch Trubisky here, Coach.
Well, I'm a Tar Heel.
Okay.
So, of course. And you know what? And tell those people don't sleep on their Tar Heel up there either now. The last Tar Heel y'all took out in North Carolina, he did well for that city. So don't sleep on your quarterback coming in there.
Right. Coach, you were at Chapel Hill when Phil Ford was there, right?
That's correct.
Man, that guy was unbelievable. He was Rookie of the Year in the NBA.
Yeah, yes, Phil, and he was a great college player. And, you know, we had some great college players. You know, Mitch Kupchak, gentleman for the Los Angeles Lakers was there. Walter Davis, who played for 10, 12 years with who was that?
Phoenix. Right. O'Korn was on that team, right?
He came in probably 75, 76. We had some players then.
I mean, my favorite town in Carolina, Coach, is Wilmington, and it will always be it will always be Wilmington. So we thank you for 23, forever and always.
Well, I tell you what, he was special too, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. All right, so and I just heard you say something about Mitch Trubisky there. You like this guy, huh?
I love this guy.
Really?
Love this guy. I think he's got a lot of tools. And I think he's going to be an outstanding player, you know. And, you know, I think he'd be an outstanding pro. I think he has a lot of things. He has strong arm, great touch, you know, great knowledge. He's a good choice, I think.
Okay. All right. That's a good running back, good quarterback. That's always a good thing on a draft. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for taking time. And we appreciate you jumping on here on 720 WGN.
All right. Thank you, guys, and good luck to you.